At the point in your tiny when this project was initiated, there was a very small window in which to begin the process. Once the idea was grasped and acted upon, the next window encompassing moved into the process was much larger. This step allowed for the contact of various new individuals to be made aware and continuing the enlarging of the window. The addition of other minds grasping the basic idea and focusing their intention of participating has continued opening the window to allow for the continued inclusion of additional participants. The expansiveness of the movement allows the process to come into harmony with the expression of divine order, which is expansive in its very nature. The momentum of the outward movement of this information forms the basis for continuing this harmonious flow and ensures the divine participation that is essential to success. It is important that you realize that the key to success is in the expansive outward movement. It is a combination of grasping the various aspects of this intended change of attitude and focusing it through the needed number of points of individual awareness. The importance of these aspects is the establishment of an outward flow and maintaining this flow. New contacts must be made by as many of the recently contacted individuals as possible to keep this expansive flow in motion. As memories are keyed to think of other appropriate people not yet contacted, then one can continue to make additional contacts. This ensures that those without commitment to carry the letter to Garcia do not impede this essential outward expansion. If these messages were to be sent out to new contacts that are considered to be ones sure to follow through and actually continue the flow, it would perhaps be appropriate to send the first few as an introductory packet. A cover note suggesting that if theirs is a real commitment, then on request more of the messages will be provided. This would allow a spread of the cost for the reproduction and mailing so it would not be burdensome to a few. Each committed one would also, in all probability, make only a few appropriate contacts. This also allows for anonymity and protection. It is assumed that only those known and deemed appropriate would be contacted so that discussions would be carried on in the groups of 3s, 7s, and 12s. This is again to remind you of the numerical power available within divine mathematical order. It's entirely appropriate that attempts to formulate a possible statement of purpose should be made at small group levels. The more of these attempts that are made, the sooner the perfect one will stand forth. When that happens, that group will be totally aware that completion has been accomplished for that phase. What to do next will also be drawn into that group awareness, attracted by the power of the fusion of all the input from the totality of the groups. Here again, you are reminded that thought thinks within and upon itself when it is in divine harmony. How many participants are necessary for this parenting phase depends on three factors. Who, how quickly the phase is initiated, and the productive discussions actually taken place. The ball's in your court. Responses in terms beyond intellectualizing the shift in perception are the keys. We can participate further when you return the ball to our court. In the meantime, we are limited in this project to the flow of information and encouragement. The overview from our perspective is somewhat encouraging. The plans of the interesting participants of opposite purpose continue right on schedule. It's not important that the view from our focus is one of action and not reaction. It is the ability of our group to have a balanced dual perspective that spreads with the awareness of our project. This will sustain the momentum. There must be an awareness of the awesome inevitability of the probable success of their plan and a balancing awareness that is ours, the only shift available that offers the power to bring release from the intended horrendous future. If followed with dedication and resolve through application of the universal laws of attraction, focused intention through to create a new paradigm of experience, and allowance through the lack of resistance, return to balance and harmony must be the end result. Only through this format can the help so ardently sought by suffering humanity be provided. All of the above discussion of bringing others into the awareness of the possibility of creating a new paradigm of experience for this planetary focus, when simply stated, is that the return to personal responsibility is the only avenue leading to success. As individuals assume responsibility, group responsibility through cooperation is the inevitable result. Those unable to move beyond the desire for personal material gain and the need to control the proceedings and outcome will soon drop by the wayside. If discernment is used in choosing appropriate contacts, those may be considered but not contacted. If at first appropriate names do not come into your awareness, as you continue to desire to participate, names and coincidental contacts will happen. The law of attraction works. Just hold a desire in your consciousness, especially at times that leads attention to other activities. As you retire, when you awaken at the end of meditation, or intentional prayer times are appropriate. The more often it comes into your mind and you feel strongly about desiring to be part of this positive exercise and participation with the Creator within is modus operandi. The greater the contribution you will make, commitment and resolve are the buoyant qualities that hold this desire on the surface of your consciousness so that opportunities for you to participate are attracted to you. Through this process, you will indeed be a blessing and focused beam of light in this darkened world. A spotlight spreads into a larger and larger circle at the end of the beam. A greater understanding through your choice to become a part of this project will allow you to spread this light of understanding in the midst of a darkening world. Your inner confidence and the peace of knowing that something powerfully new is already being created as the present reality is changing is a powerful positive pole. This attitude will attract you to those desiring change and ready to transcend the victim state. You will be the pebble within your own pond of experience. Your service will continue to expand to other levels of experience. Don't plan on a dull and boring life from this point on. Your participation on this project will bring with it personal rewards. Recognize sainthood is not one of them. Changes in consciousness will happen as you participate and as your body is able to accommodate them. Those of you who continue to dishonor the living temple of your spirit will miss on some of these rewards. Caffeine, carbonation, a diet of prepared, overcooked foods require you to reconsider your priorities. Many of you are without a mate that results in choosing to eat out. Consider your choices and opt for food cooked for shorter periods and include raw foods. If you eat at home, many supermarkets now carry some organic foods. Overeating causes the body to use its energy digesting rather than using it for more productive modes. Smaller amounts of nourishing foods allow the body to use its available energy in other activities and to possibly require shorter sleep periods. Much is being asked of you, but knowing you incarnated here in this lifetime to participate in this project allows you to stop wondering, why me, why here, and why now? This in itself will bring you to change your priorities. As participation in it becomes your priority, those activities that are not important to it will shift out of your life. It is the way it works. Will this take over your life? We would hope not. It is where the action is, and so your life will take it over. A different and energizing perspective. The taking on a personal responsibility and moving within the flow of creation for the purpose of expanding creation. Bring rewards of a personal nature as well as to the larger picture. It's a most enjoyable experience. As you participate, you will remember how it feels to be in balance and harmony. And this will assist you in knowing and making your necessary contributions to the wholeness of the project. To bless is to be blessed, indeed.